Hello, I'm Chris Lorden, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, today, my guest, Brittany Weeks, the new manager, sales manager for the Jersey County Journal. Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so blessed.
Yes. Now, I had Jane and Steve Spencer.
Wonderful.
Jane Morgan, Steve Spencer, in probably a little over a year ago. Had
okay.
them right where you're sitting.
Nice.
Jane has retired, resigned, went on to other pastures. And so you are now the sales manager at the Journal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am having a lot of fun integrating in. It has definitely been an honor, so I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit of your history. Where are you from?
So I am originally born in the South.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, in South Carolina, but I'm an Air Force brat, so I've spent my life all over. We actually lived 3 years in Iceland.
Cool.
Majority of my youth was spent in a small town, Fulton, Missouri. Not much, but Walmart and Walmart and Casey's.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to St. Louis before relocating here last year.
I see. So you don't sound like you're from the South.
No, I probably only lived in South Carolina for about a year.
Okay.
Before we moved on, Texas, Florida, Iceland.
Okay,
yes.
Because your dad was
in the
service.
Was in the Air Force.
In
yes,
the Air
sir.
Force.
He was 20 years retired. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't have a desire to go in the Air Force?
No.
No.
I'm not much for the hard work type.
Okay.
Labor, physical work, yes.
So you graduated from high school. Which high school did you graduate from?
Fulton? I was actually homeschooled.
Oh.
So throughout the years of relocating so often, my mom decided to homeschool her kids. And just so that she could kind of keep a wrap on what we were learning. Back then, they were just taking prayer out of school and integrating a lot of different things. So she homeschooled us, and I actually graduated through a homeschool association at the age of 15.
I see.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. And I started at William Woods University in Fulton, Missouri at 16 years old.
I'll be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you at Fulton at that university, did you go to university or did you do it at home as well?
No, I actually lived on campus.
At 15 years old?
No, I was 16.
16?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At 16?
I was 16. Most of the other peers that were just starting were about 18, so it wasn't too big of a difference. And studied English there.
Mm-hmm. And you ended up graduating with a degree in English?
So I decided that English wasn't for me. Oh. I actually went on to study design here in Missouri and St. Charles, or there in Missouri and St. Charles at the Art Institute. Mm-hmm. And I studied design there, interior design, graduated from there, and then got into sales. I took my interior design to my own personal home, realized it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue either, and got into sales somehow.
So what was your first job?
Oh, my first job ever was actually throwing the newspaper. Now, I was about 13 then, 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then on through college, I worked many fast foods and things. But as for sales, I worked as a manager at the Face and the Body, which is a salon and spa in the St. Louis area. There's actually 6 different locations. Let's see, there are O'Fallon, Chesterfield, Brentwood, South County, and Rock Hill. Okay, 5 different locations. And so I managed all of the providers there and then worked to sell all the products. So it's a very big spa.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking products for massage, products for facials, products in regards to hair, nails, and just definitely inspiring everyone to put their best foot forward in sales and show people the proper products to use for their skin and hair. Did that for a couple of years before I got with Weedman.
Weedman.
Yes, Weedman Lawn Care. I started in St. Louis, and I was working remote sales, making about 300 calls a day and outbound calls. You were busy,
300 calls a day.
Yeah, 200 to 300 calls a day. Now, about 199 of those said no or hung up on me.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely, in sales, it's definitely the bottom of the barrel when you're doing cold calling almost, outbound calls. Okay. So it made my skin very thick.
Okay, I've got a question on that.
Sure,
the cold calling.
Sure.
For somebody that gets into that business, what mentality do you have to have? You know, because you're cold calling.
You definitely have to separate the conversation from reality in a sense, because you can't take personal when someone doesn't want to buy from you. Uh-huh. And it is hard, you know, 200 people hanging up in your face every day. Yeah. So sometimes they are outright rude, you know. But you just keep going, keep striving. And that's much like anything in life, I think, you know, not just cold calling, anything we do in life, we persevere, keep going, keep that positive mindset.
Yeah. So what did you learn as far as, because evidently that cold calling, you know, and being on the phone and calling like that, that gave you, now you're sales manager of the paper, very young, and you manage this paper and you don't have any experience of it.
Absolutely.
In sales. So what are some tricks of the trade as far as you're concerned about selling?
Well, I think one of the most important, and I wouldn't say trick, but I would say keys. One of the most important key things in sales is building a good rapport. You know, nobody wants to talk to a robot. Nobody wants to be sold. You know, people want to have good relationships with the people that they spend their money with. And that's the truth of it. And if I can't trust you, I don't respect you, I don't admire you or relate to you, I'm not going to willingly hand my money over to you. And so I think the key thing in sales is really building a good rapport and building a relationship with people so that they understand that the goal is growth together, you know, and betterment for each other, not highway robbery.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how many years did you spend? Did you say you spent for the weed?
Oh yeah, Weed Man. I was with about 3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
And then what? Then what happened?
Well, I just stopped Weed Man. I just left Weed Man a couple of months ago, and I have been looking for employment. My personality is so big that it's really hard to stay home all day.
Okay.
And so the remote position, it just wasn't working for me.
I understand.
I really want to see people, see others, be in the community, bless people, smile. And honestly, I want to kind of like dress up every day.
Uh-huh.
So I just decided that for me, it was best to find something that was local in the community and that I can actually use my gifts in regards to my personality.
So I guess with this job, how did you just come by an advertisement?
Absolutely. I came by an advertisement on Indeed, actually.
Oh, Indeed.
Yes. And I went ahead and applied, and I really didn't have any idea what I would be selling. I had no idea that it would be advertising, and not only just advertising, but printing things. There's so many things that we can do, that I can do as a sales manager in advertising to help the community. And I think that's so awesome. So I'm not only fulfilling my passion and desire to help others, but also still getting that, rush from sales as well.
Yes.
And it's very enjoyable.
Well, I think maybe with your background in design, I mean, newspaper
Absolutely.
And selling is a good fit.
Absolutely.
You know,
because, thank you.
Yeah, because you gotta, you know, it's what you see, it's visual.
Absolutely.
You know? So what in the newspaper business, not unlike the radio business, you know, it's a little tougher now than it used to be. Because competing against social media and advertising. What are some things that you plan on doing? What are some of your goals, or what are some of your ideas that you're going to put out there to get noticed?
Absolutely. So I do like sticking with tradition. So I will be continuing the traditional ways of the paper, things that have been for years, such as set rates and trade and things like that. However, I would like to see a lot more community support. So I'm going to be reaching out to the community, to our local law enforcement. I did just receive the local police station, police department support today for our upcoming special section for Don't Drink and Drive. I'm looking for support from a few of the liquor stores as well. I know we have quite a bit of drive-through liquor and tobacco stores. I'd love to see their support in the Don't Drink and Drive, wishing the community a happy holiday. But really, my main goal is just to build rapport with every single person that comes in contact with me to advertise. I want to show people that my word is all I have as a woman, that I do honor the community, the small businesses, the large businesses, the effort put in business. And I really want to walk the walk with everyone.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Brittany Weeks with me. She's a new sales manager at Jersey County Journal newspaper. So, Brittany, I know you're probably excited. Holiday, for the holidays, you got any? I know you got the No Drink and Drive. You got anything else going on?
Yes, so we are doing some color holiday ads, just thanking the community and wishing them a happy holiday outside of the drink and drive. I'd also like to build a special section with all of the Christmas church times for the community to see, as we do have a very large church community here in Jerseyville. And so I noticed last year we had Life Church. I'd like to see maybe at least 5 or 8 churches this year participate. I know we've got the Gibson Girls singing. We advertised for them last year. I'd really like to see maybe some Christmas dinners advertised, so that the community can know that there's things we can do together, and just kind of get that out there for the holiday season.
Now, as far as the paper goes, how many papers do we got?
So in Jerseyville alone, I'm getting out 8,100, and we.
But you cover Jerseyville, and you also have the Greene County.
Mm-hmm.
Calhoun. What are the different papers we have?
So we've got Jersey County Journal. Mm-hmm. We've got the Greene County. We've got Pike, Scott, and Calhoun.
And you take care of all those papers?
Yes, sir. Yes, wow. Sir. Yes, so, sir. And so we're hoping to get everybody in all the papers, and that way, spread throughout the community, everyone, because with this being a more rural area, sometimes people don't necessarily live in town.
Oh, yeah.
And, they may be right outside of the town and get a different paper, and I would like people to know that they can come from all over and join us as a community to celebrate the new season and the holidays.
Okay. How many people do you have on staff?
I think in the Jersey County office right now there's five of us. Yes, sir. I would like to say too, I forgot to mention, even though we have distribute 8,100 papers, we project that each paper gets 3.5 sets of eyes. So we're talking over 24,000 people seeing our newspaper. And that's just in Jersey County. Between all five papers, we got 20,000 papers going out. So that would be 60,000 eyes would be seeing your Happy Holiday Realty listing, your Happy Holiday Safe Travel Diner experience, your Happy Holiday Safe Travel Church service, 60,000 eyes. So it definitely can make an impact for sure.
Yes. Now, the Journal is a free paper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But some of the other papers, they have to get a subscription.
Absolutely.
Now, do you know why they have it that way?
You know what? That's a good question. I do not know why that is, but I sure am thankful.
Yeah.
I sure am.
What are you thankful for?
Sure am to get a free paper.
Oh, yeah.
Sure am thankful. You know, I always wondered where I was raised, the town, you had to pay for the paper. The paper came out every single day. This is in Fulton, Missouri. But Wednesday's paper was free. Where here, we print once a week, and the paper is free. And I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing. And it's, you know, it keeps the town mindful of the news. And it projects the community into each home freely. And I think that's so important in order to instill those old traditional values.
You know, the Alton Telegraph. Mm-hmm. Familiar with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the longest time, you know, it came out every day. Okay? Mm. And every day I got the paper because yes. It was delivered to my house. Mm-hmm. And I made coffee. I sat at my table and I paged through the paper every day.
Yes.
You know, so every morning. And I love that.
Yes. I wonder how you know, the older generation is like, are you guys okay out there only seeing the paper once a week? Does it drive you guys crazy? Just tell me the truth, because it seems like it would, because all of my family is a daily paper readers as well. Yeah. And that's like daily with your coffee, with your paper. And when you only get to read one paper a week, well, what are you guys doing out there? Crosswords now?
Oh, I know what
now?
They're doing.
What?
They're drinking their coffee and they're listening to WJBM.
That's right. They better be.
They better be. If you don't have a paper, that's what you got to do.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, of course, the Telegraph, though, they had to go to digital, you know, and not deliver them anymore. And I don't know. I suppose it's doing okay. I don't know, you know. But it is nice to get daily news.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
The nice thing is, too, for all of you tech savvies out there, we can access news daily online. And so that's kind of fun, even though it is only printed, you know, everyone is printed differently. So you can access all the different papers. You know, maybe Monday you'll check out online Greene County. Maybe Tuesday you'll check out Pike. Maybe Wednesday you'll check out Scott. And
so you can go online and get all your papers.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yes.
How do you go online to get all your papers?
So I think you'll use the website.
Okay, just go to the website.
Yes. Now, y'all be tender with me because I just started now,
yeah,
okay?
Okay, I got
but,
you.
But, yes, it is.
Sure
it would
went,
be online
I'm
with
sure
the website,
printed,
with River News.
I mean, if you went Jersey County Journal,
well,
Jerseyville.
I think it's River News.
Oh,
I think
River
it's
News.
River County News.
River
and then
County
it gives
News.
You the option for all the papers that River County prints.
Okay, River County News
yes,
gets the website,
yes.
And then you're off and running.
Yes.
Well, that is good to know.
Yes. And I think you can even do online advertising as well, which is really an awesome option because so much of our generation is online now.
Okay. One thing I got to ask you, though. Okay. How do you operate with those names?
Oh, I was coming. Now, listen, if anybody has ever seen me or knows me in town, they'll know me by my nails. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that girl. Her nails were 2 inches long.
I was going to guess, you know, two inches long.
Well, I'm 20 years in, so I don't really know how to operate without
them. Are those
your
real nails?
No. Okay. Anytime my real nails grow out, I get them cut down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're all fake.
But I'm sure there's some really good.
I did my own buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only two, but.
but you get by. I mean, it looks like it'd be hard to do things with those long. It's not.
Not at all. Everyone says that, and I think that's the way of life. Really, honestly, it's like you see something that you've never done before. Like, how in the world did they do that or live like that or have that?
Yeah.
But when you only know this way of life, it's like, how do you do anything without it? I mean, I have a 2-inch extender. I can reach everything.
That's right.
Yeah, I can do anything. That. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. So, you know, and like I was saying, that's life. We don't always understand others. But the great thing is that we can admire people for their differences and come together as one forever, for sure.
Yeah, and you're right. The nails make you stand out. You
remember. Yes.
So when you walk in the door, you think, I know that girl. I've heard
about
that girl.
It's always the smile and the nails. Yep.
Well, do you have anything else we need to add to this interview before we close it up?
No, I would definitely just like to thank the community for just showing me what a supportive community is. And I'm really looking forward to building with all of the businesses in the community and, you know, seeing growth through advertisement. Call me anytime. Call me on my cell. Call me at the office. Let's get together soon.
Well, Brittany Weeks, thanks for coming in today. The new sales manager at Jerseyville Journal Newspaper. Thanks again, and have a good day.